My name is Kukulet Mfupi, and I'm a financial journalist and global moderator. I'm also the proud host of the first Old Mutual Insure podcast. Now, this podcast was started to help customers and brokers better understand some of the issues happening in the world and the impact that this has on insurance policies. We hope that you'll use this discussion to guide your decision-making when assessing your insurance needs. Hello and a warm welcome to episode 2 of this podcast, proudly brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Now, this is where we offer you some amazing insight that gives you some clarity and perspective on the myriad of factors that impacts your insurance cover and perhaps even the kind of relationship that you establish with your insurance company. I'm Kukulet Mfupi, and today I'm in conversation with Lizo Mnguni, who is the spokesperson for Old Mutual Insure. Today we look to build up on a critical conversation that we're aware has garnered the focus really of global leaders and even us as ordinary South Africans. Have you ever taken into account how climate change has had a physical impact on our day-to-day lives? Think about the weather conditions, the harsh rainfall that we witnessed earlier on this year in the province of KZN, and how the ravaging floods devastated the livelihoods, homes, and various assets of business leaders and ordinary South Africans. Well, all of this speaks to a weather pattern and concern referred to as La Niña. I hope my Spanish is correct, but one thing for certain is that this particular theme and trend within the climatology space is definitely wreaking havoc and raising some concerns as to how it impacts our assets and the insurance cover in order to protect the value of these assets. Lizo, good to have you with us again in studio, and thanks so much for making time.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here, Google.
Well, I must say for a moment, it's probably best that we actually put on our climatologist hat to fully unpack and explain this concept of La Niña. What is this particular weather pattern, and help us unpack what it actually does impact and how it works to impact our environment?
Yes, Google. I don't think my Spanish is that good either. But La Niña is a global weather event which is expected to bring about higher than average rainfall this summer. It's been happening against the backdrop of climate change, which has started to bring catastrophic consequences with it, which includes increased levels of drought, a heightened risk of mudslides, and an exacerbated fire season.
Oof. Lizo, you mentioned something so critical that I really want us to go back to, right? As South Africans, we can certainly relate to the recent floods that we saw in the province of KZN. And I'm keen to understand if there's any data or insights or lessons and learnings really that have come out from that experience that might help us adequately prepare for the future in case we face similar risk events of this nature.
It's quite a multifaceted issue, climate change, and one that not just insurers can play a part in, in learning and providing solutions for, and kind of working with government to provide some of these solutions that are required. One of the key things that came out of the KZN floods last year was the lack of maintenance around key infrastructure that pretty much failed: bridges coming down, waterways underground, not failing to do their job and, you know, clear out some of that excess rainfall. So there are things that your insurer can give you guidance on to protect your own property. But when you're talking about, you know, massive scale of damage and devastation that the KZN floods last year caused, I think it's more of a hand-in-hand partnership that we'll need with government to address that. It was an event that caused quite a lot of damage and historic losses to most insurers in the industry.
Very significant, and I think really one that we'll all be learning from it within the years to come. But as you've explained, not only did this impact big infrastructure projects like bridges and highways and byways and businesses that were also impacted, but bring it closer to home for us as South African homeowners here, and perhaps what it is that we need to be mindful of by having the right policy cover to ensure that we adequately prepared for risk factors of this nature.
Yes, I think homeowners should work with insurance companies to reduce their risk. Similarly to like all other types of risk, we think that relationship with your insurer is very important during these times. Calling them if there is a weather alert that you've heard about that the South African Weather Service has released, calling your insurer and asking, well, I actually live in the area affected. How can I go about protecting my house and my belongings is a great tip as well. Yeah, but I think just familiarizing yourself with the dangers associated with changing weather patterns and extreme weather events.
And I'm assuming that would definitely depend on the geographic location of where one lives, right? Beyond just the day-to-day weather updates, but understanding any seasonal adjustments that might be of great risk.
Exactly. The South African Weather Service will typically say that we are in a La Nina period at the moment. So during these months, expect higher than average rainfall, mm-hmm. or during these months, expect, increased risk of drought and increased temperatures. So that specific geographic information is very important as well.
Awesome. And I think this really does speak again to that level of communication and openness that we as consumers do need to have with our insurance providers. But let's talk about where we are now. Typically in a season where we're experiencing sunshine, some South Africans might want to consider how best it is that they can manage their properties, actually, especially during this current summer where we're likely to experience increased rainfall.
Yeah, a few things here. Homeowners, I think, should help water flow through or away from their property harmlessly. Having that water flow away is not the end of the end of the solution. It has to flow away harmlessly as well. But keeping drains and gutters clear, and creating ditches and slopes to move flood water away from your building is quite important. Alternatively, raising driveway humps or keeping sandbags handy to quickly block entrances in the event of flooding is something that's saved quite a lot of properties. Keeping higher value items at higher levels in your house. So if you do live in a two-story house, or if even if you don't, putting things on top of, for example, like a table or anything like that, mm-hmm. could potentially save you from water damage of electronic items that you might have. And then lastly, I think just, ensuring maintenance of municipal drains if it impacts your property. Now, this is obviously, we don't expect homeowners to go out and inspect municipal drains around their whole municipality. Mm. And this is where that hand-in-hand cooperation with government comes in, where we think it's important that government maintains some of that infrastructure as well to avoid catastrophes like this in the future.
All about partnership. And of course, as you say, maintenance, being adequately prepared and really considering the risk factors, right? As to what is the worst case scenario and how things might happen. I think it's also important for us to remember that whilst we might sit comfortably and think, okay, well, I might be adequately covered. So in case there's a storm or lightning happens to strike my house, I should be covered adequately. But how important is it that we also ensure that we have disclosed fully to our insurance provider as to what we are covered for? Sometimes we tend to make a mistake thinking that internal our household item insurance coverage is incorporated into home ownership, and there's a clear and distinct difference there.
We've seen that's a common mistake that most people think, is that I've got buildings insurance, or you just bought your house, you bought it through a bank, you got a mortgage, and the bank sold you buildings insurance with that house. Mm-hmm. Most people make that mistake of thinking, oh well, I have insurance for my house. Whereas that buildings insurance doesn't necessarily cover the contents of your house. So it's a common mistake that we find. And I think we've tried to educate customers around the difference between those types of cover. But if you are unsure, I think it's always best to contact your insurer and ask about, well, I have homeowners insurance. Does it cover household contents? And I have household contents insurance. Does it cover the actual structure, bricks and mortar of my house?
Definitely. And making sure values are correct, right? So that you're not underinsured or even overinsured, making sure that that full disclosure doesn't catch up with you at the time of the claims process.
Exactly. Under insurance is something that's been top of mind in the insurance industry over the last year or so, as we've seen inflation wreak havoc not only on cars and what they're worth, but also on building materials and things of that nature, and electronic equipment as well. So they've also increased in price. So it's key to know that, well, if I have buildings insurance, what is my sum insured value? Most people will just look at their municipal bill and put that value as the sum insured on their insurance policy, which is not necessarily correct, because Your insurance is supposed to cover the cost of, you know, rebuilding your house and not necessarily the value of the land.
How would we get that right as consumers?
Typically, what you can do is do a valuation. Sometimes we do on high valued or the high valued properties. We will send out a survey. So someone to do a survey and just survey the house and just come up with a value or valuation around what it would cost to rebuild that house should anything happen. So sometimes people could be even overinsured in some cases where they have used that value that's on their municipal bill as their sum insured. So it's definitely something that we have seen often, and it's a pitfall that we hope Old Mutual Insure clients will avoid.
See why we need you here, Lizo. We're literally learning tips as we go, and I for one didn't know that. So definitely something that I'm taking away as something to be more cognizant of, and hopefully you will too, as you've enjoyed this conversation and taken down significant notes to be aware of as to how you can, number one, protect your assets and your household contents and your home, but also making sure that you liaise with your insurance provider to make sure that you are adequately covered. And thank you, Lizo, for the great points on what the latest weather warnings mean and how we can minimize the chance of losses from occurring. Hopefully, you've gained a better understanding of what is at play and how you can have a positive short-term insurance experience even during changing weather patterns. Thank you for joining me. I'm Kukulethu Mfuphi, global moderator and financial journalist, and also the host of the second Old Mutual Insure podcast. This is where I discuss topical issues with Lizo Mnguni, spokesperson for Old Mutual Insure. Now, this podcast was started to help customers and brokers better understand the issues happening in the world and the impact that this has on insurance policies. We hope that you'll use this discussion to guide your decision-making when assessing your insurance needs.